Classics 4 with Traces. Here's Sam and Dave to take us to news time.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
If you took your love somewhere else, I wouldn't know what it meant to be loved to death. You make me feel like I've never felt. Kids is so good, I have to holler for help. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
You didn't have to hold me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
Every day there's something new. You pull out your bag and you'll find a few. You got to try new things too. Just so I can keep up with you. You didn't have to shake me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
You didn't have to make it like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. This week, the leaders of the US and China held their first face-to-face meeting in a year. Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping agreed to resume military-to-military communications and made joint commitments on fentanyl and climate change. They met on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Cooperation Summit in San Francisco, from where Iris Spitzer sent this report.
U.S. President Biden called the talks with China's president productive and praised the agreement to resume military-to-military communications, as well as a commitment from China to help crack down on Chinese firms involved in producing the precursors to the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl. The two leaders also discussed areas of disagreement, including Taiwan, where Biden said the U.S. will adhere to the One China policy, but that he expects Beijing not to interfere in Taiwan's upcoming elections.
This week, the U.S. averted a government shutdown. It ended with President Joe Biden's signature on the stopgap spending bill less than a day before the Friday midnight deadline, and will fund four federal agencies until January the 19th and the remaining until February the 2nd, at which point new funding will be needed to be agreed on to again prevent a government shutdown. This week, Israeli soldiers entered Gaza's main hospital, Al-Shifa, to follow up on claims, backed by the White House, that Hamas had a headquarters under the building. Forces say they found a tunnel shaft and a large weapons cache. It came as the United Nations Security Council passed its first resolution on the conflict after four previous drafts failed. FSN's Sally Patterson sent this report from UN headquarters in New York.
12 votes in favour and 3 abstentions from the United States, the United Kingdom and Russia. Speaking ahead of the vote, Malta, who proposed the resolution, said it offered hope in this dark hour. The resolution adopted on Wednesday demands compliance with international law, as well as safe and unhindered humanitarian access for United Nations agencies and their partners.
In the UK this week, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak fired his Home Secretary and appointed former Prime Minister David Cameron as his Foreign Secretary. Ollie Barrett sent this report from London following the first meeting of the newly reshuffled cabinet.
This broader reshuffle, which has seen a new health secretary, a new environment secretary, a new home secretary as well after Suella Braverman was sacked, is designed by Rishi Sunak to be a reset ahead of the next general election. He wants the best possible team in place to get ready to fight that election. Some Conservatives feel that David Cameron's foreign policy wasn't very successful when he was Prime Minister, and they wonder whether he is the best man for the job.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Jay Thurber!
And no brains at all. Stuff with rice pudding between the ears.
It is the responsibility.
Shortchanged by the Lord and dumb as a jackass.
Radio 9!
City, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
David Bowie getting us started, 107. Much more music time, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Don't forget to check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Pittsburgh's own Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners now on Radio 9.
Smiled at me, I heard a melody, it haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony.
Sing with the strings of my heart.
'Twas like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest apart. Seem to be in perfect harmony. Sing with the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. So what more could I do again? But keep repeating through again. I love you.
Love you.
I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. To mine, all rhapsody divine.
Sing with the strings of my
always will. I hope we'll never depart. There with your lips to mine, all rhapsody divine.
Sing with the strings of my heart.
Across the USA.
the Young Rascals. On Radio 9, this portion of the show being brought to you by pizza. Our pizza just arrived that we just ordered. The guy just called, "Hey, is this the radio station?" "Yes, this is the radio station. I've got pizzas for you." So we're stuffing our face right now. And now, through a mouthful of cheese, we hear the soothing sounds of Dudley.
Out in the West LA town of Azusa, there is a cafe that I like a lot. I like it because they serve mostly pizza. I like it because of the waitress they got. Her name is Lena, but I call her Spotty, 'cause she spills spaghetti all over her dress. And I know that Lena, she really does love me, 'cause she always calls me her favorite pest. One day I was sitting there eating my pizza. I really enjoy it, I like it with cheese. When in walked a fella who looked awful sneaky. He grabbed hold of Lena and gave her a squeeze. I got so mad that I started to holler. I challenged him to a fight. I said he was yeller than that great big fella. He knocked out two teeth with a beautiful right. I was wrong. I found out he was heavyweight champ of the Navy. His fists were tattooing all over my chin. I called to Lena to come please and help me. She hit my head with a pizza pie tin. I got on my knees and I started crawling, crawling right straight for the door. He tried to kick me and slipped on some pizza and knocked himself out as his head hit the floor. Then old Lena, she stood there a-stomping and yelling and screaming. Her voice was real piercing, man, that chick could wail. The police came in and then dear Lena told him, "That jerk hit my husband, so throw him in jail." I got 30 days for assault and battery. At least I think that is what the judge said. Now there's no more Lena and there's no more pizza. I eat at a Chinese cafe instead.
We had a little bit of an incident, actually, when one of our volunteers, Diane, went down to pick up the pizza downstairs from the driver. He was armed. He had a gun. And, I mean, all he was supposed to be doing was dropping off. And I tipped him. I put a tip on the bill. And, she said, you're supposed to just bring us pizza and dessert, and you've got a gun. And he said,
"Leave the gun. Take the cannoli."
That's what he said.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger.
Long way to go for that punchline, don't you think?
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bum. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and be so.
What I'll do,
what's right.
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
What'd that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tea is there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. They all come out to groove about my Santa far in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Small Faces, Ichiku Park, on Radio 9.
WRKZ.
At 1:23 chime time, new music from Mickey Dolenz. Coming up right after we take care of a brief message, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation wants you to know this is the time of year when deer become increasingly active. With more vehicles on the road in the evening hours due to the end of daylight saving time, PennDOT and the Pennsylvania Game Commission are advising motorists to slow down and stay alert. Deer become more active in autumn with the lead up to their fall breeding season. And bucks and does are crossing the street in front of you, maybe. Pennsylvania drivers have a 1 in 60 chance of experiencing a collision with a deer or some other large animal. What PennDOT and the Game Commission say is the drivers can reduce their chances of collisions with deer by staying alert and better understanding deer behavior. Just paying attention while driving on stretches that are marked with deer crossing signs can make a difference. Deer travel in groups and they walk single file. Well, isn't that polite of them? So if one deer successfully crosses the road in front of a driver, another could be right behind it. Residents are advised that deer are most active in the hours of 5 to 8 a.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. How do they know? Did the deer wear watches? I don't know. But anyways, that's what the Game Commission says. To report a dead deer from removal from a state highway, call 1-800-FIX-ROAD. That's 1-800-FIX-ROAD. The deer apparently can tell time, but they cannot report that they were hit by cars. A public service message from the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Learn more at pgc.pa.gov.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
This message brought to you by a deer.
What's the weather gonna be?
Dear me.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Sunny this afternoon with a high of 45, clear overnight, low 31, sunny on Sunday, 51, Monday, partly sunny, 49, Tuesday, showers likely, high 51, chance of showers Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny skies and a high near 46, currently 48 in Beaver County, 45 in Butler. It's 45 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. 47 degrees. Right now with new music from Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, covering R.E.M. Dylan's new album, which is an album of R.E.M. covers, Shiny Happy People. It's the first single. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is Radio 9 broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. It's 1:30. I'm going to check your radio calendar in a couple of minutes. Here's Mark Lindsay.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. You're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo. You'll be the Countess May. You can believe in Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
Lindsay on Radio 9. Little Lost Wax now from Bobby Curtola on Radio 9.
Fortune teller, can you see what my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for? We'll
meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Caesar from Mount Lebanon called us at 412-385-7450. He wants to hear Martha and the Vandellas off that Motown Power Polish Bowl. You say we play them on the Big 900 going out for Little Caesar.
Quicksand, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I meet you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are very sentimental. Gentle wind blowing through my life again. Sentimental lady, gentle one. Sentimental.
Sentimental Lady, Bob Welsh here on Radio 9, starting to sound like a soft rock station.
It's actually starting to sound like the Caleb Michaels show on KVE.
But thinks he thinks
one summer night.
Just heard from Captain Jack in Munhall. He got his rugs cleaned. I've had my clock cleaned. I haven't had my rugs cleaned. He had his rug cleaned. And he says now he has to move out of the house for 4 days. I said, how come? He says, well, I have to keep from messing them up until Thanksgiving gets here. You can always tell what I had to eat for lunch because it's usually on the front of my shirt, Captain Jack, so I get it entirely. Eric O'Brien is here with us.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. These microphones, they want you to talk to this side.
Well, isn't that something? I've never used one like it. This is the Kermit the Frog style.
These microphone are Kermit the Frog style,
yes.
Or even David Letterman style,
right?
Microphone. So, 25 years of Pittsburgh radio and TV online. What's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, it hit 25 years all of a sudden. I didn't think I'd last that long.
Most websites don't.
Yeah.
So it's quite an accomplishment. The website is at pbrtv.com. What's the most common question that you get from people about Pittsburgh radio and TV?
Well, the most common question I used to get was what happened to Roy Fox? And
what did happen to Roy Fox?
He's up in New York somewhere running a bed and breakfast, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the last report.
Okay.
But these days, I'm not sure that I get a common question anymore because I don't think people know what radio is.
But you probably get a lot of questions, though, about this anchor and that anchor and this reporter from Channel 2 and that reporter from Channel 4.
Every now and again, yes, yeah. I do. Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, people take vacations, so they're allowed to be off the air for a time.
Yeah, but the listeners and the reviewers, they get antsy.
They get
pantsy.
Very antsy, yes.
Has anybody changed to all Christmas music yet in Pittsburgh?
Yes, we have two stations, the usual two suspects, 94.5.
Free and WMS.
And 99.7, so.
I wish it was a different radio station.
Right, right, exactly. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. So if you want to hear your all Christmas music, 3WMS is a month and a half. When did they actually go?
Yesterday, actually.
Yesterday.
Both of them. Yeah.
Both of them flipped to all Christmas music yesterday. Yes. We will not be playing any Christmas music here until after Thanksgiving.
That's a good rule.
Our holidays one after the other is what we like to do.
That's right.
What else is going on
in the wonderful world of radio?
Yes. Well, he seemed to have cleaned out his studios there.
Oh, did he?
Yes, okay. Yes. So, okay. So there's that. Let's see. What else? Gosh, offhand. Seems to me that I am not drawing any thoughts right now.
We might get a couple of low-power FM stations out in the hinterlands is the rumor that I'm hearing.
I've heard that, too.
Because there's a window opening up at the FCC for the low-power. There is no space to put any more radio stations in the Pittsburgh area.
Right.
But out in Fayette County and Greene County and so forth.
Connellsville and that area, there are a couple of stations that are applying, at least. I don't know if they have their construction permits yet or not, but
and let's talk about your show that comes on at 3 o'clock here on this this very radio station. Right here in our stage.
Yes.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. How many years have you been doing that now?
That is now in its eighth year.
Okay.
Going on middle of the eighth year. We're halfway through the eighth year already.
And you are on how many stations now?
Three.
Three.
So
okay.
This one and RCT, of course, and then Vulcan Sound Radio in Bournemouth.
Okay. And looking for more? You were on Shaky Radio for a while, but they decided to fold up their tent.
They folded up their tent and said goodbye, so we're open.
Okay.
Give us a call.
Maybe when 3WS ends their Christmas music format, they can bring you on.
There you go, and they'll have to change their call letters to WPEZ or something.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And so they can find you at pbrtv.com. They can find you on Facebook and all the usual places.
Yes.
Also, there's an SRE website.
Yes.
And you also have been blogging about your journey with Parkinson's.
I have.
Okay.
To some degree.
Okay. And where do they find those articles?
And those are all on PBRTV. And if you go to the main page, there's a link to all of these, all of the above, actually. So.
And if anybody has news tips, gossip, strange rumors about Pittsburgh radio and TV or Johnstown and Altoona and Wheeling radio and TV.
Info@pbrtv.com.
All right. Info@pbrtv.com. Eric O'Brien, congratulations on 25 years of success. Any idea how many people have visited over the years? Like lifetime?
There have been, I would say, over 100,000 at this point.
Okay.
I haven't checked lately.
All right. So you could be 100,001, and if you are 100,001, Eric O'Brien will come to your house and will imitate Caleb Michaels for you.
That's not hard to do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Eric O'Brien from PBRTV.com, and also I'm his warm-up act. on Saturday afternoons. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you so much for your help with the Santa Claus Parade this morning.
Certainly. Too. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I see what you're doing to me.
Was Elvis his own self with Suspicious Minds on Radio 9, 156. Much more music time news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. New music from Blink 182 on the other side of this.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are in the ECAC Bowl this afternoon. That game gets underway at 4 o'clock in Oakland at Gesling Stadium as the Tartans host the Brockport Golden Eagles. They are 8-2. The Tartans are 9-1. That includes 9-1 in conference play. Pitt Panthers had a win over Boston College on Thursday. They defeated Boston College 24-16. They're back in action next Saturday when they take on Duke. College basketball action. It is your Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team taking on Capital University at this hour. The Carnegie Mellon men will be playing Penn State Barend at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Duquesne Dukes came up with a victory over Rider last night by a score of 77-58, and the Pitt Panthers defeated Jacksonville 107-56. In NHL hockey, Pittsburgh Penguins are on the road to take on the Carolina Hurricanes. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 45. Clear overnight with a low of 31. Sunny on Sunday, 51. Monday, partly sunny, 49. Tuesday, showers, high near 51. And then on Wednesday, showers, partly sunny, and a high near 46. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 48 in Beaver County, 45 in Butler, 45 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 47 at WRCT. Blink 182 are going to take us to the news.
Strangers, from strangers into brothers, from brothers into strangers once again. We saw the whole world, but I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize my friends.
nothing's any different. Right now feels the same, I wonder why. I wish they told us it shouldn't take a sickness or airplanes falling out the sky.
Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear you say goodbye? I don't want to act like there's tomorrow. I don't want to wait to do this one more time.
One more time. One more. One more time.
Still hurts even after all these years. And I know that next time ain't always gonna happen. I gotta say I love you while we're here.
Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear you say goodbye?
That's new music from Blink 182. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
And other health staff at clinics in Oregon and Southwest Washington intend to join the Oregon Nurses Association. Heather Webster is a certified nurse midwife at Legacy Emanuel Medical Center in North Portland. She says the decision was driven in part by the failed attempt to close the birth center at Legacy Mount Hood Medical Center in Gresham.
There's a lot of stakeholders in this that were never consulted about that change and how it would affect their jobs. And so it became really obvious that we really needed a seat at the table and to be able to have negotiations around things like this and be able to be heard when we had concerns.
In response to the drive, Legacy Health said it respects an employee's right to choose whether to be represented by a union and will respect the outcome of any petition to unionize. Staff involved in the union drive are hoping to get approval from the National Labor Relations Board for a vote by the end of the year.
And opposition is growing among hunters and anglers to a proposed road in Alaska's iconic Brooks Range.
The Brooks Range extends from Alaska's Arctic into Canada's Yukon. The Ambler Industrial Road would cut a 211-mile-long east-to-west swath through the southern flanks of the range in some of the world's most pristine wilderness. Jen Leahy, Alaska Program Manager with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, says the road would threaten habitat and the wildlife that rely on it.
This project has really concerning impacts for keystone species like caribou and salmon, and would forever change the wild and remote character of the Brooks Range that is treasured by so many Alaskans and Americans.
More than 35 small businesses, outdoor brands, and conservation groups recently formed Hunters and Anglers for the Brooks Range, galvanizing their opposition. The state argues the road is an important economic opportunity. Mining corporations say the Ambler Industrial Road would give them access to valuable minerals. The road corridor would be off limits to hunters and anglers. The outdoor community questions the fairness of that and why the state would let international mining companies permanently damage some of the world's best big game hunting and fishing territory. I'm Mark Moran.
Now from CNN, agreeing with an anti-Semitic post on his social media platform, X, Elon Musk endorsed the claim that Jewish communities push hatred against whites. CNN reports an X post Wednesday afternoon said Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claimed to want to stop. This is Public News Service.
Jay Thurber.
Brought to you by Geritol, the high-potency vitamin iron-rich tonic in liquid or tablet to help you feel stronger.